Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, the Raven Players present Scriptees, new works nurtured to life at the Healdsburg Center for the Arts. This next date is September 16th, and it's a free event at 7 p.m., and I'm here with Raven Players Artistic Director Stephen David Martin. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
Now that I've got all the basics out of the way, tell me about Scriptees. This, I think it's a play reading series, if I'm reading this correctly.
It is. It's a cleverly named play reading series.
We started
it a few years ago when I took over as artistic director of the Raven Players, because one of the things I believe in is that theater needs new original plays to keep the blood going. So we started soliciting plays from all over the country in our Scriptees series. And we've been, the idea being that we do public readings of them, get public feedback on the plays that help the playwright tweak and revise the scripts, and then we'll do a fully mounted production maybe the next season or the season after that. So this is a process not only of having some community involvement and hearing new works, but also helping us get a show ready to produce hopefully next season.
Excellent. So these are plays that have not been produced.
They have not been produced anywhere.
Got it.
Brand new.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still in the works, as it were.
Still in the works. And I think that's one of the things that audiences like, because the playwright's right there normally, and they can get immediate feedback on what people are hearing, what maybe is working, what is not working, and take that and go to the next revision.
Excellent. Well, Monday, September 16th is the next Scriptees. Tell us about this play for this installment.
This one is written by a local playwright named Tony Shulo. It's called Betty and Edith and Sue. And it's Tony is a good Italian boy from Pittsburgh, PA. And so he based the story on his mother and his mother's two best friends. And it's about these women who grow up together, basically, in Pittsburgh, not related to each other, but over time they become as close or maybe closer than family members. The play starts with them getting together and celebrating their god. They all have the same godmother, her 90th birthday. One of the interesting things about the way Tony has written the play is that it's got 12 characters, but six actors play all the characters. So you've got Betty and Edith and Sue playing themselves and their mothers, and then you've got their daughters playing themselves and younger versions of Betty and Edith and Sue.
Okay. Sounds a little bit complicated, but...
It does sound complicated. But that's why we do reading, so it'll be much less complicated when you see it.
Right. Is it going to be six actors doing the reading?
Six actors, yeah.
So they go in and out between the characters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And one of the great things about readings is that, you know, we don't have a fully mounted show, so you'd see costume changes or whatever, but in the reading we have stage direction, so you'll know who's playing who at what time.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully it'll be less confusing.
Right, right. And it's not a cold reading. These actors have worked with the script, or at least looked at the script a little more. Is there much direction that goes into it?
We like to give them some sort of direction on, obviously we're not going to stage it and put movement in it, but we like to give them some sort of character intention and relationship direction. So yeah, there will be some direction. It'll be rehearsed a couple of times before we see it live.
Okay, cool. But Tony's not seen it.
Tony has not seen it.
That'll be new for him.
Yes, it will.
Okay, excellent, excellent. The event is on Monday, September 16th, again, 7 p.m. A $10 donation is encouraged, not required, and wine will be available. Maybe you can remind us, have there been plays in the past that you've script-teased and then produced fully within the year that people would remember?
As a matter of fact, we did. Tony's done a couple of plays. We did A Vintage Christmas and Quicksand Tango. And the last iteration that came through Scriptees is a play called The Germans Upstairs, and we're going to do this coming season as part of the Raven Player season.
Okay. So Tony's familiar with the process.
Tony knows the process. He knows what to expect, yeah.
Excellent. Anything else people should know before they show up at the Healdsburg Center for the Arts on the 16th?
No, I think this is a great way. It's a really great opportunity for audience members to react to the play and get direct feedback to the playwright. And one of the great things about doing a play by a living playwright who's sitting right there is that you get to say, hey, this is fantastic. This is working for me. I didn't understand this. And then I think part of the fun part is the audience comes back later, sees the production, and says, wow, you know, he actually listened to me. Or totally blew off what I said.
Right. Or the opposite. Could be. What's a good website or phone number for these folks to contact if they need some more information?
I would go to the HCA website, or you can go to ravenplayers.org and look under events, and you'll find all the pertinent information.
Ravenplayers.org, and it's healdsburgcenterforthearts.org as well.
There you go.
Stephen, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.